This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU's very own Jamise Harkley. She's here to tell us about the new CU's new membership dashboard and how it works and how it benefits CU's members. Really, really cool stuff here. Also, she talks about the 2022 Member Appreciation and Awards event coming up here October 20th. Can't miss that. And she also previews a few more upcoming events that CU's has on offer. One of those is the CU's Directors Conference. So really good stuff here once again from Jamise. Cornucopia of topics that we're going to talk about today, but the first one up is the CU's new membership dashboard. Tell me about this dashboard. How does it work and what's it for? All that good stuff.
So last month, CU's launched our membership dashboard. This dashboard was designed based upon member feedback to give a more personalized user experience and break down the barriers between identifying the member benefits and the many products and services that CU's offers. Oh, yeah. You know, Mike, our biggest goal was for the member to get to the CU's Learning Portal, Harvard Managed Mentor, and the other exciting resources without a scavenger hunt.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So how does it work? Tell me, can you give me kind of the nuts and bolts of it? How does it work?
So, you know, what happens now is when a member logs into CU's, they are automatically directed to the dashboard. And in that dashboard, one of my favorite things is that it welcomes you by name. So it would say, hi, Mike.
Hi.
And it would also take you directly to your benefits to highlight the most resourceful ones, which these are the benefits like Harvard Managed Mentor and CU's Learning Portal that you can use monthly, daily, or weekly, depending upon how you choose, and to the other resources. We've just really pulled things together and created a personalized experience that I believe is like the experiences of the Netflix and the other players. And another thing that I like is there's a section called My CU's Learning section. Mm-hmm. Here is where you can see all the learning that you've completed. And if someone has assigned something to you, it's there waiting for you. So we've got this thing to kind of make sure you understand what you're doing, what opportunities are out there, and hopefully get you excited about integrating CU's into your learning experience.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, because you guys, again, having a plethora of opportunity, learning experiences and all that. So, yeah, you guys are loaded in that area for sure, especially events as well. But we'll get to those a little bit later here. So kind of the benefit here, obviously, is to make things easier, offer things that are kind of associated with that particular member, kind of individual or, the big buzzword, personalization. Kind of, it sounds like you're kind of personalizing this, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've done a great job about making sure, as you said, the events that are highlighted. Our membership has some free things that are included, or not free, let me say. They have things that are included in the membership that don't deserve additional cost.
Right,
we've bought those things to the forefront for the member to hopefully just satiate themselves, right, and take advantage of that stuff. Our virtual classrooms and our webinar attendance since COVID has really skyrocketed. So we're now putting those events right in front of people's faces. You know, to be honest with you, Mike, and I may be biased, but this is very much so true. There's never been a better time to log into your CU's membership benefits than right now.
Oh, well said. Well said. Hey, there's so much that you guys offer out there, and it's all just so awesome. And just benefits. I mean, there's such great benefits there. So obvious. I mean, that's obvious. Everyone who's involved with CU's knows all that backwards and forwards. So I want to kind of switch gears a little bit here because you also have a big event coming up here, the 2022 Member Appreciation and Awards event. That's coming up October 20th at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for those of you that are living in the Midwest. So tell me a little bit about this event coming up. This sounds pretty exciting for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. You know, any time to celebrate the people who have leveraged our resources to catapult their career to all these exciting things in the credit union industry is a great time. So as you said, on October 20th, we're bringing the industry together to celebrate industry professionals and credit unions who champion diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Okay.
The show this year is expected to be a fun one. Okay. We have a comedian, Megan Hanley, who will be joining us to warm up the show. As you said, we start at 2 p.m. Central Time, but that first 10 minutes before at 1:50, I encourage everybody to get situated, get your popcorn, something to drink, and come and check out our comedian. We also have a group called Song Division that will be our host. And what they will be doing is helping us bring in a little music with trivia and singing. And there may also be time for song requests.
Oh, right on. Oh, even more incentive to show up. So, oh my gosh. So
it's interactive.
So what does this entail? Because you, obviously you're handing out awards to credit unions and members and things like that. Or what does it entail besides the great comedian and the songs and all that type of stuff? So,
absolutely. Well, one, you know, we're highlighting our biggest awards of the year. That is the Outstanding Chief Executive, okay. Distinguished Director, the DEI Catalyst for Change, the Exceptional Leader. And nominating people into our Hall of Fame, which we have four just phenomenal credit union professionals that will be inducted into our Hall of Fame this year. But along with that, you know, while you hear about the wonderful things they've done in their career, we actually also have a wonderful speaker by the name of Claude Kelly, who is an American singer and songwriter and music producer. He's a four-time Grammy Award winner and has written and co-written songs for Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Britney Spears, Ariana Grande, Bruno Mars, if you've ever heard the song Grenade.
Yeah, I
love that song. He is behind that and so many other people like Christopher Aguilera and One Direction. He'll be also discussing his humble beginnings and the obstacles that he overcame to, you know, develop in his own right and become the star he wanted to be in music.
Yeah, I love stories like that. Love stories like that, where you're just kind of bootstrapping yourself and and all of a sudden you put on a lot of hard work and then one day it pays off. And so it sounds like that's the story here. So I'm going to be there for sure that's going to be one of the bonuses to check out as well. So good stuff. So again, that's October 20th at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it's an online event. Get there early. Like you said, get there 10 minutes before, get your popcorn and all that stuff ready to rock and roll, because you guys are going to put on a fine, fine show here. So speaking of other shows, where can folks go to find out or to sign up? I guess obviously the Q's website, Q's.org, and then there'll be stuff on the website to direct you to go check it out.
Absolutely. Head over to Q's.org and go to actually our awards tab, which is at the top of the page. Yep. Once you hit that awards tab, it you know, tells you about the event. It explains how you qualify for the awards. And it also directs you to register, which, as I said, this is going to be the best year to be a part of this event. We do something I believe no other award show does, and we do it well.
Okay. And do you have all the awards are already set, or can people go in and nominate people or anything like that? Or how does that work?
So, you know, our nomination process wraps up around May. When that process wraps up, we've already identified our winners for this year.
Okay.
And so we're excited to announce them. But yeah, we've already gotten all that done. Now we just need people to join us. And after the award show ends, the biggest thing that you can do is think about who's sitting next to you that is a Q's member that needs to be nominated next year. That's the best thing you can do.
Okay. All right. We'll put all those links in the show notes so people can get right to it. And to kind of wrap up our conversation today, Jamise, is you want to kind of feature a couple of future events coming up? Because I know there's a couple more conferences and you got some webinars and there's the Emerge program coming up as well. We got some of those contestants on our show too. So you want to give us a quick rundown?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned Emerge. The Emerge winner will also, there is an Emerge program that takes place the first week of October. I think it is October the 6th of what's online and what's in person. And we'll be back for Directors Conference in December and Symposium in February.
Right on. Oh my gosh, can't wait for those. There's also another really cool webinar is coming up in early October that I saw that you guys are doing. You're hosting How to Successfully Manage a Hybrid Workforce, which is super timely, which is a lot of credit unions, or gosh, I think pretty much any organization on planet Earth is dealing with that right now. So you guys are addressing it head on. So thank you for that. So we'll put that date in the show notes too, because that caught my eye. I went, oh my gosh, that's a must attend event.
Absolutely. That's a great one, right? People are learning now how to connect without connecting or being in person to be able to touch each other. And Q's does a wonderful job of it. I think the test has just been the way that we engage as a team. We're fully remote now, and we've learned some wonderful things that some of our partners can share and that we can share as well.
Yeah, we've all learned many lessons over the last 24 months for sure. And we're all just kind of getting that all that ironed out right now. So good stuff. All right, Jamise, anything else here to add to wrap up? I know we could probably talk another hour on all the things that Q's offers here, us here, but I know you have to have a job to do and got to get back to it. But any final thoughts? Anything to wrap up?
Absolutely. Q's has over 39,000 members. We just hit that mark over the summer. And as I said before, there's never been a better time to log into your membership benefits and take advantage of this wonderful investment that we have made to make the user's journey and experience A1.
That's right. A1 for sure. Yeah, you guys do such a great job at that. So, alrighty, Jamise. Well, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much again for your time today. Always great to have you on the show. We need to do this more often. So, it's just fun hanging out with you in general.
Thank you.
But it's great to have you on the show. And again, addressing all the things that Q's is offering up. Gosh, just in the last couple of quarters of our year, my gosh, you guys got the calendar loaded up and ready to go. So, and we're going to put all the links in the show notes. And again, thank you again for your time, Jamise. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.